Hello everyone, pura vida, bienvenidos to Lead with Heart. I am your host, Dr. Jesse Hansen. We are in Uvita, Costa Rica at the lovely Oxygen Jungle Villas. Hola hermano.
How are you?
Brian, bueno verte. Come on in everyone.
Our receptions, Tania, Aaron.
Hola, hola. And then what's this here? You've got amazing dining space.
Like a main area, the pool, chill restaurant right here.
And this view, of course.
National Park Marino Ballena. Right there on the right side, you can see the white sail.
This resort is mostly for couples, right?
Yeah.
And I understand there's a lot of emphasis on wellness here, right?
Exactly, our spa is in the middle of the forest.
Oh, I wanna see that. Let's go check it out. Wow, this space is incredible. So immersed in nature.
You can hear the river, the waterfall.
Oh, wow. I would love to get a massage here.
You have to. Right here, the idea is that the people come to the spa. Also, they have the opportunity to walk.
Oh, so the river is very close, just walk down. Oxygen Jungle Villas is part of the wellness tourism movement. And as a psychologist and retreat facilitator, I know that this is a wild time on the planet. People are no longer wanting to just sort of go on vacation and check out and maybe get drunk or run away from their problems. They're more open to facing them. And to me, that's all part of why Lead with Heart exists, integrating wellness into their vacation.
As you see, we are in the middle of the nature, 15 minutes, and you are in the waterfall, the river, the spa.
Wow.
That kind of experience are unique.
What an incredible space you guys have created here at Oxygen Jungle Villas with that blend of hospitality and wellness. Thank you so much again for hosting us today. And we're about to dive into some deep, heartfelt conversations. Authenticity and vulnerability are superpowers. So let's see how we can all do our part to lead with heart. Pura vida. Thanks for watching. Hello and welcome to Lead with Heart. I'm your host, Dr. Jesse Hansen, and this is the show where strategy meets soul, purpose meets passion, and compassion builds connection so we can all do our part to lead with heart. Hello and welcome to Lead with Heart. I am your host, Dr. Jesse Hansen, and this is the show where strategy meets soul, passion comes together with purpose, and we dive deep into heart-centered shares from amazing leaders and healers all over the planet. So I'm very happy to be with you all today, and I'm equally happy to bring in my guest, Donna Bond. She is a transformational wisdom teacher, soul catalyst, spiritual psychology life coach, Gene Keys guide, author, speaker, and the founder of Consciousness Rising, Inc., a former Ritz-Carlton marketing executive with nearly 3 decades of corporate success. Donna answered a deeper calling at her midlife and earned a master's degree in spiritual psychology with an emphasis in consciousness, health, and healing from the University of Santa Monica. And today, she guides spiritually awakened women into alignment with their higher self through spiritual psychology, Gene Keys wisdom, and her transformational modality, Higher Human Integration. She's also the author of Original Wisdom and The Queen Bee. I love that title. And the host of Spiritual Ambition, where she offers women soul nourishment, guidance, and teachings to remember who they truly are. So, wow, Donna, hello, welcome.
Hello, Jesse. Well, thank you.
Yes, quite an intro. You've definitely manifested a lot of amazing things already in your life. I am so happy and honored to have you here, and echoing that leadership is not just from the corporate world, though you have that as well. Leadership, to me, is absolutely in the healing arts, and that is the leaders that I advocate that we need more of on the planet right now, both actual healers leading as well as the healer within existing leaders to come forward, and I know that's part of the work that you do. So before we get to the part of your story where we get to hear about how amazing you are now and everything you're doing, I would love it if we could go back to little Donna.
Ooh.
To the younger times of your life.
Oh, yes.
As much as you feel comfortable opening with me today, I want to know about the seeds of how you've become who you've become, the roles you played in your childhood, any, you know, blessings or curses that may have come through back then, anything you're willing to share. So take us back.
Wow. Well, my gosh. Too big for my britches. You know? Stay quiet. Get in the corner. My entire life has been really finding my own voice and that leadership, that inner leadership. I had a lot of experiences that imprinted the message of stay quiet, keep your mouth closed, don't make too much noise, don't be too loud. I had a, you know, parents that came from immigrant parents on both sides, both sides from Italy.
Okay.
Grandparents who came over on the boat, as they say. And it was all about hard work and sacrifice. You know, it was pulling up your bootstraps and really imprinting that messaging that it's going to be hard and it's going to be difficult. So don't color too far outside the lines. Yeah.
And don't have too many needs, don't have too many wishes, I'm sure, right? Mm,
yeah.
Wow. That's, amazing to hear how much you've grown from that place. And also that's, yeah, having some compassion right now for little Donna. The role of you know, yeah, children should be seen and not heard. Sounds like that old teaching.
Yeah, very much so.
Yeah, and again, as much as you feel comfortable sharing, but just how did that actually translate into, you know, 0 to 12, 0 to 15, you grew up here, in the north, or where did you grow up?
Yeah, I grew up in Connecticut.
In Connecticut,
actually.
Okay.
I actually don't really remember a good deal of my childhood, which recently has been getting revealed to me
through
some
work.
Really interesting experiences. I just traveled with my mother in celebration of her 80th birthday. And I cannot believe that I'm about to say this on air, Jesse, but here we go.
Bring the truth.
My mother was 21 when she had me in 1968. I was the first of three children. And she revealed to me that she put me in the garage when I was crying. And both of my sisters and I were like so taken aback by this information. And then she said, "Oh, but don't worry, I wrapped you up and kept you warm." And I could feel the ripple of rage moving through my emotional body. And so between discovering this about, I don't know, 10 days ago and today, I'm really grateful that I know how to work my process.
Yeah.
And I know how to be with myself.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah,
I want to just take a breath with that. Thank you so much for your vulnerability. Vulnerability is actually quite healing, and I'm feeling it, and I'm sure people are being touched to realize we all have trauma. We all have something, and it ain't easy to be a parent, and yet that doesn't necessarily justify certain treatment, and yet, yeah, so I just want to honor that little Donna, and
when
you said you couldn't remember that much, you know, we know, we live in a time now where we know neuroscientifically that, you know, memory blackouts are connected to lack of safety, lack of emotional connection. So when I think of, little you out in the garage, it's sad, it's really sad. Yeah,
and it really explains a lot of the limitations that I've put on myself today that have been very connected to not feeling heard, not feeling seen, feeling like no matter how far I'm out there on the World Wide Web and on television now, that I still feel invisible. And so this has been very illuminating and, you know, what a blessing.
Yeah.
What a blessing that I discovered this.
Yeah.
My father died when I was 22. And so that was the further reinforcement of you're all on your own in this life.
And it's going to be hard.
And it's going to be hard. And you got to figure it out for yourself. because nobody really has your back.
Yeah. Wow. So this is what this is the building blocks you had, and as the conversation deepens, we're going to learn more and more of how you've been using them. But already, just hearing the first few minutes here, it's you're a walking miracle. It's amazing that not only you're alive, but you're thriving in a beautiful life. So. Wow, Donna, no, thank you. And I just, yeah, I want to, you know, obviously I'm, my primary day job is as a trauma psychologist. And so this is arena I'm very familiar with and comfortable with. And I also want to highlight that just because I'm familiar and comfortable with it doesn't make it any less painful and yet any less powerful to see. And I also feel that sense of where it's, you know, oftentimes it's because our own parents didn't have the best upbringing themselves. It's also because, you know, especially our generation, our parents, there was no emotional intelligence around anywhere. There was, you couldn't watch us on TV. You couldn't see anything, right? So it's also powerful to realize when you said the part of your story with like, well, yeah, I put you in the garage, but don't worry, I wrapped you up. That's a hard one too, because it's like, that's not, it's not exactly all that the child needs.
It's not exactly all the child needs.
Yeah. Wow.
And I mean, Jesse, this is evolution at work.
Yeah.
Right? That we can talk about this today and look at this and have compassion not only for my infant self, but also for my mother.
Yes.
Right? Who really was doing the best that she could with the tools that she had and being able to learn to self-parent is such a big part of my teaching and the work that I've done and the work that I lead women through, because the relationship that we have with ourself is the center point of all of it. And healing that relationship is the foundation of what needs to happen for us to do anything in our lives.
And I know you as healer and all the things I just read about you in your intro. I have the saying, you know, we can only take our clients down the road as far as we've been. And there's another reason why this is a blessing, even though it was so hard. It's like, wow, what empathy, what lived experience you have, because we know that sadly you're not the only child that didn't have the perfect childhood, and you're not the only woman that has been mistreated, right?
Yeah.
So give thanks for those blessings in that way. And just want to acknowledge and appreciate the, I call it leaking, when we're like not quite fully crying, but our eyes are watering. I just want to honor the leaking that's happening now.
Thank you.
Makes it real and human. And, you know, this section around the seed is to really look at, wow, you know, what has actually set the tone to make us who we are. And so you have some very powerful, painful, but also very powerful seeds we're talking about here, right? What are you noticing happening inside right now as we...
Well, I'm thinking about this. My mother watching this. That's what I'm thinking about.
Yeah.
And so, Mom, I love you. And I know you were doing the best that you could at the time. And I'm also grateful that I have the skills and the resilience to work with this in a way that will serve not only me, but all of the women that I go on to serve.
As you say that, I get a nice truth tingle and a blast of warmth here. And I also acknowledge to Mama Donna, no judgment, no shaming here. It's just about realizing multi-generational healing is also calling out the shadows in the family and bringing light on them. So thank you so much for kicking us off with such a deep, beautiful, vulnerable humanness. And when we get back from this break, everyone, we're going to stay tuned with Donna and her story and look at how she's beginning to transform this crap into fertilizer. So stay tuned. We'll be right back on Lead with Heart for more deep conversations and heartfelt stories. Welcome to Lead with Heart. I'm your host, Dr. Jesse Hansen, and this is the show where strategy meets soul. I feel blessed to have been able to create this show because I have been wanting a platform to be able to host people to showcase their superpowers, to help people realize that it's not just about singing about our successes on the top of the mountain that matters. It's about understanding the vulnerable, real truths and the shadows that we have come from in order to create the amazing growth that comes forth. So if you are a leader, a healer, an innovator, or a thought leader, please, I'd love to host you and learn more about your story so you can help all of us on the planet here lead with heart. And we're back on Lead with Heart for more purpose meeting passion, strategy meeting soul. Let's dive in. Hello and welcome back to Lead with Heart. I'm here today with Donna Bond, and in our first segment, Donna has opened up so beautifully, so deeply, maybe even a little bit surprising yourself, perhaps. Wow, a little girl that obviously didn't get the emotional attunement she needed, and you know, and yet here you are, thriving. So in this segment about the bud, I want to invite you to help us move the story forward. You've given us a good picture of a lot of the shadows that you grew up in. I'm sure that there was also a lot of light. So I want to hear whatever you want to share as your personal growth happens, as you start to step into different professional roles. Help me understand.
Yeah. You know, I climbed to the top of the ladder in my high heel shoes, had my head down, focused.
So you flipped the script. You're like, I'm not going to not be seen and not be heard.
You know, it's interesting. I wouldn't consider my hospitality career really being front and center in the spotlight. I was following the leader. I did what I was told. Okay.
So it wasn't
fit the bill.
The script. It was using the script wisely.
It was using the script
success.
Wisely.
Okay.
Yeah, very much so.
Yeah,
and this is sort of what led me to so much discontent and so much deep longing for something that I couldn't even articulate or identify or point to. And at the time, I was a vice president of sales and marketing for the Western Regional Hotel Collection for a small hospitality company that I worked for that was based in Southern California. And after the 2008 recession, in 2010, they closed their doors. Uh-huh. And myself and 60 other people, we all lost our jobs. And, you know, with the severance package and the whole everything, I knew then that I was done with hospitality, but there was no framework in this person that could imagine anything else. It was, you know, I had done this for a long time. So I went down the street. And I got the job as the director of sales and marketing at the Ritz-Carlton.
Hmm.
And 60 days into that job, I tried to resign.
Because
the gentleman that I was working for, he was a big personality and he had a vision about the way the world worked and what he wanted. And I was sort of there to deliver his vision, which basically was the job, you know? But I felt really confined and repressed and restricted and unseen for my own sort of gifts and talents and expressions. And I tried to quit. I was in his office for 3 hours and he said, "You're making the biggest mistake of your life. You know, you've only been here for 60 days, wait it out for another 60 days and then decide." Well, that 60 days turned into 4 years and frozen shoulder.
Wow.
And the frozen shoulder was such a beautiful
somatic indicator teacher.
Yes, yeah. Right? I knew deep down that I didn't want to be doing this any longer, but I was not taking any action.
Mm.
I wasn't moving myself forward, mostly because I didn't believe that I could. You know?
From your earlier scripts, right?
Yeah.
Don't expect much. It's going to be hard.
You have to sort of follow this pathway and it took you 30 years to get here, so it's going to take you another 30 years to get anywhere else. And you've got the title and the money and the status and all the things. So I went crying to a psychic. And it wasn't the first time. It probably won't be the last time. And I was so upset, saying to her, I have to find my purpose. Like, I know I am meant for more, and I can't find it, and I don't know what it is. And she said, Donna, your guides are spelling it out for me. Spiritual psychology. I said, what in the hell is spiritual psychology? Yeah.
Wow.
Well, I found my way to the University of Santa Monica. And after working through 101,000 objections
in your own head,
in my own ego framework, right, of this is a lot of time, it's a lot of money, where are you going with this? Yeah. Like, none of it made any logical sense at all. And this beautiful admissions counselor, she said to me, Donna, after back and forth for months, why don't you just come for one weekend and see what happens? And boom, I can do that. Yeah. I can come for one weekend. That was the permission slip that I needed. Well, that one weekend changed my entire life.
Wow.
That changed the trajectory of my entire life.
Wow.
Because I said yes. You know, so I want to give a big nod out there, right, to all of the coaches and the healers and the facilitators and anyone who can help someone change their mind.
Yeah. Wow. Wow. So that one weekend changes everything. What I'm hearing is also is this young, honoring little Donna inside of the roughly mid-30s, I think you're now.
Oh, no. I was 45.
You're 45.
And what was so significant about that, Jesse, was that was how old my father was when he died.
Whoa.
So when I turned that age, it was like this alarm bell went off inside of me. Like, what am I doing here? What is my life really about? Because it's not about this. You know, it wasn't about the hotel world any longer.
Yeah.
And wow. Yeah.
Well, yeah, and where I was going that a second ago, say I misread the years there, but at 45, it's going back to little Donna there who not only was told to just be quiet, but really wasn't given the permissions to find out who she is. Mm-hmm. And as a reaction to being suppressed and ignored to a level, you followed the boss well for the Ritz-Carlton years, and I can't help but track all these little things, but the right side is masculine, and that's not only father, but also perhaps this big ego guy you were working for, also just the masculine side of yourself being like, what do I stand for, right?
Mm-hmm.
So all of a sudden that all goes kablooey, and you find yourself in Santa Monica, which, by the way, I still live there. I know all about USM, and it is, I understand what you mean, where it's like, it is actually, I know it to be an amazing school as well. And yet you look at the criteria, or you look at, wait, I'm going to spend all this time and money on a degree that isn't really recognized anywhere.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And yet bless you for following it.
Yeah.
Because it was your heart and your path. So the first time at 45 years young, now you're like, wow, I see a path and a purpose that matches,
well,
that feels good.
I didn't even see it yet.
Okay.
I didn't even see it yet.
But there was a spark or something.
There was something. There was that something that didn't make sense. There was that something that I couldn't explain. There was that something that I was willing to keep following.
Yeah. That's what to say. Well said.
Willing to keep following, even though it sort of wasn't lining up on what we know to be true and logical and right. So it was a year in. And it's been a courageous journey for me to be able to share my voice. And I remember the first time I stood up with a microphone in the classroom. There's 200 people in this room. And I stood up with the microphone, which is going like this, and announced that I thought I needed to quit my job. And
which at that time was still the Ritz-Carlton job?
Which was still the Ritz-Carlton job, yeah. So I'm like a year into my master's program. And I ended up going out on a leave of absence and having shoulder surgery. And it was on that leave of absence that I was like, what are you doing with your life? And I had a very profound experience that I can only call divine intervention. I was on my way to the Ritz-Carlton Global Leadership Conference in Dallas, Texas. This must have been 2014. And I'm reading a book called Finding Your Element by Ken Robinson, which was an assignment on the read list at USM. And I was all excited about this book because I'm looking for my element. I've been looking for my element my whole life, haven't found it yet, and I have high aspirations for this book. And I'm on the very last couple of pages, and I'm no closer to finding my element than I was at the beginning. But Robinson is talking about that Mark Twain quote, 20 years from now, you're going to be more disappointed by the things you didn't do than by the things that you did do. So sail away from the safe harbor, throw off the bow lines, explore, dream, discover. And I can feel this emotion like rising in me as I'm reading this, and I'm realizing how safe I've played it, right? Like this is coming forward. And the next quote was Ralph Waldo Emerson, what lies behind you and what lies before you are tiny matters compared to what lie within you. And then I'm like, well, what lies within me, right? And then the next quote by Elizabeth Appel, which sometimes is attributed to Anais Nin, and then the day came when the risk to remain tight in the bud was more painful than the risk it took to blossom. And that bud was that frozen shoulder. Mm-hmm. And I could feel the pain, and I could feel myself wanting to bust out of that. And I can only say I experienced divine intervention, because in that moment, I knew that I had to quit my job. I didn't have a plan, I didn't have a clue, but I had crystal clarity.
An embodied sense of it. Right?
And an embodied sense of it. And so I curled up my knees in my little airplane seat and I sobbed because I knew the truth.
Yeah. Take a breath with that, Donna. Such beautiful words. This is the perfect lead-in to right after this break. We're going to be looking at the lotus, the heart of transformation. So stay tuned here. We'll be right back. We'll be right back on Lead with Heart for more deep conversations and heartfelt stories. Welcome to Lead with Heart. I'm your host, Dr. Jesse Hansen, and this is the show where strategy meets soul. I feel blessed to have been able to create this show because I have been wanting a platform to be able to host people to showcase their superpowers, to help people realize that it's not just about singing about our successes on the top of the mountain that matters. It's about understanding the vulnerable, real truths and the shadows that we have come from in order to create the amazing growth that comes forth. So if you are a leader, a healer, an innovator, or a thought leader, please, I'd love to host you and learn more about your story so you can help all of us on the planet here lead with heart. And we're back on Lead with Heart for more purpose meeting passion, strategy meeting soul. Let's dive in. And welcome back here to Lead with Heart. If you want more of what you're watching, please stay tuned to Lead with Heart and all your Now Media favorites. You can find us on Apple TV, Roku, all the major podcast formats, Spotify, Apple, all those. So please stay tuned. We've got you covered. Right now, I'm feeling very grateful and honored to be sitting with you, Donna. so much beauty, wisdom, vulnerability coming through. This segment is about the lotus, and that is the sacred plant that's been honored as the crown chakra, our divinity, our understanding of how to turn shit into fertilizer. And I must say, you are quite masterful with that. So, wow, yeah, just to reflect for a moment, just to hear this moment you're at, and the coincidence of it is your shoulder that is the left brain excuse as to why you're going to take this leave. And it is through the, you know, even if it's medically supported with a surgery, it is through the healing of your shoulder that you realize. And even when you were telling me that story, you did like this when you said, I was so ready to break free.
Yeah.
And I love that because A, I want you to break free, and B, I could see it in your arm where it's just like, no, like, do not leave me in the garage. Do not take me for granted. Do not this, do, boom. So I see you now stepping now for the first time really in your whole life, realizing, yeah, I've got something beautiful to share here. Yeah. So just, yeah, take a few breaths with it. Let it come. Just name what you're noticing. Take your time.
We are so much more. We're so much more than what we've been taught to believe. We are so much more than our thoughts and our feelings and our crazy waves of emotions and the constructed belief systems that we have based our lives on. And, you know, I have continued to die 1,000 deaths. And, you know, on this journey, the first time it came out of my mouth that I wanted to be a spiritual teacher, I mean, I was like, who said that? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, there's such liberation and freedom in peeling back the layers. And like, I want that for everyone.
Yeah. That is the art of transformation, is being able to liberate, to set free. And from my perspective as somatic doctor guy, it's so much about the body and the courage to speak, the courage to push sometimes, the courage to live in our body, right? Because all those years of you being told the malware, I call it the old limiting beliefs, the malware was all about keeping you small and muzzled. And now you are not that.
Now I'm not that.
Now you are not that. And I love it. I want to reference in one of the things in your intro, gene keys. You call gene keys. I often like to say source codes. Mm. And I feel like we're maybe speaking to a similar thing here, but that's often how I will remind myself and others that I'm supporting of like, no, like it was a malware. It was a old story that you should just not say anything or whatever the old teaching is. Because we know now in modern science and neuroscience and quantum physics that source codes or original programming is freedom. It's comfort, it's connection, it's calmness, it's confidence. Those are our original programs. So anything that's not that is some trauma that we have picked up.
Yeah.
Right? So I would love to hear anything you want to share with me, Donna, around, feel free to as well as we're moving through the conversation now. Though you've been extremely humble and vulnerable, which I honor so much, and I have so much respect for you that you're so open, and it takes courage. So thank you for being brave and courageous. Tell me more about, as you keep growing professionally, what that looks like, if you want to weave in what gene keys means to you. I am curious about that. And I'm also curious to anything you want to share in your body story, you know, how's your arm healing as you're starting to claim your true identity?
Yeah. Well, Jesse, you know, the beginning of my journey and the early years at the University of Santa Monica were really about the reconstruction of my mental framework. Mm-hmm. And in the reconstruction of that mental framework, a lot of things get worked out in the emotional realm. Mm-hmm. And, you know, being willing to consider something else, or change our mind, or open ourselves to a different point of view. You know, I can remember watching, and I'm not going to be able to quote the name of this documentary accurately, But I can remember watching the Milgram study, where they were administering electrical shock to these innocent bystanders who, participants who were paid to participate in a study. And it was all around testing the obedience of humanity. It's famous, 1950s, mm-hmm. you can look mm-hmm. it up. And the number of people who were willing or courageous enough to push back on these authority figures were few and far between. And I remember when I was watching this documentary, I mean, my head just exploded. And in that moment, I had an awakening, really. I suddenly was aware of how thick the conditioning was and how deep the conditioning went. And the strong impressions of how my thinking had been framed, manipulated, put together by somebody other than me. And in that moment, it was like, wow, I can think on my own. Mm-hmm. And what would that be like, you know? So the early part of my journey was really about that, taking that apart,
yeah.
gently and yeah. safely yeah. taking that apart and really being able to put it back together. And that was incredibly freeing and incredibly liberating. Getting to the root of how these misunderstandings were imprinted
yeah.
in my consciousness.
You're a woman in renovations.
Yeah.
Deep gut reno.
But to be truthful, I really didn't get to the embodiment piece until, I don't know, 8 or 10 years in yeah. to the journey. Mm-hmm. Because I was always trying to get out of my body.
Yeah.
I wanted to have some lofty spiritual experience and ride around with the angels and be in the ethers. And
yeah.
But once I had multiple experiences of my own divinity, I recognized that I could only experience that in my body. And I did it without the assistance of plant medicine or any other psychedelics.
Yeah.
And that was very important because I then began to understand that the longer I'm on the spiritual path, the more aware I am that it's really all about loving our humanness. Period.
Yeah. I'm gonna take that in. I'm getting some truth tingles on my arms. That means I know you're in the zone, Donna. And not only is it about our own human experience, what is it really that makes us human is having these bodies.
Yeah.
And you're describing a phenomenon that I got to witness a lot living in Santa Monica in my old days. It's called spiritual bypass.
Yeah.
and it's you know, it's understandable, it's tempting, and I've probably engaged a bit in wanting that, and yet the realization of, wait a second, the reason I don't want to be in my body is because I have not felt safe here. Mm-hmm. And that sometimes for people is because of physical or sexual traumas that create yeah. lack of safety there. And it's also sometimes because of people that have gone through the emotional, like your garage example, right? Like that was such a young experience that took away safety.
Mm-hmm.
And instilled powerlessness. And even though you were wrapped warm, you were still wrapped. And as you were saying all the things like, I didn't want to be in my body, it was like, of course, because you had spent all those decades holding in your body, and your body was a place of contraction and blocking and dissociation, right? So
yeah.
I just want to acknowledge that. I mean, because again, I know you're not the only one. I can relate to that. I'm sure other viewers can relate to this. And the work and the courage that it takes to do what you're doing, Donna, what you have been doing now for many years, and what you're now, and I humbly admit as well, to be vulnerable with you, it's, you know, so much of what I share with people that I hold space for their healing it's things that I've gone through already and that I know work for me. And I'm like, all right, let's see. And hopefully, and usually it does, right? So just want to acknowledge that from the embodiment place. That I'm so happy that you've come to that. And I want to learn more about what that's like for you. What I'm sensing here before we take this next break, I want to just highlight one last part around the lotus, the art of transformation, is that within that spiritual bypass dynamic, that it's another way to translate through is to say that what we are often programmed with, especially in the North, in the modern world, is that the way out is around. Let me drug it, numb it, cut it, transcend it, meditate over it. Whereas what the ancient teachers have all said in their own ways is the way out
is through.
Amen.
The way out is through.
The way out is through, which means going into the pain, going into the places we don't want to look at. Whether or not we use plant sacraments or not is secondary. The work is the work. What matters is we face it. And so I just feel really honored and grateful to sit here with you and see what's happening as you share this, as well as what I know about who you are today. And so when we come back to this final segment of our show today, we're going to go into the harvest and learning about how Donna is using all of this wisely to help herself and others. So please stay tuned. We'll be right back on Lead with Heart for more deep conversations and heartfelt stories. Welcome to Lead with Heart. I'm your host, Dr. Jesse Hansen, and this is the show where strategy meets soul. I feel blessed to have been able to create this show because I have been wanting a platform to be able to host people to showcase their superpowers, to help people realize that it's not just about singing about our successes on the top of the mountain that matters. It's about understanding the vulnerable, real truths and the shadows that we have come from in order to create the amazing growth that comes forth. So if you are a leader, a healer, an innovator, or a thought leader, please, I'd love to host you and learn more about your story so you can help all of us on the planet here lead with heart. And we're back on Lead with Heart for more purpose meeting passion, strategy meeting soul. Let's dive in. Hello and welcome back to Lead with Heart. We're here in our final segment, all about the harvest. What have we learned? What are we walking with today? So Donna, welcome back.
Thank you, Jesse.
Yeah, you've just been sharing so much wisdom and vulnerability, and thank you. And one of my favorite things is, yeah, vulnerability is a superpower. Vulnerability begets more vulnerability. And so I'm hopeful that people that are paying attention are allowing themselves to be touched by all that you're sharing. We've made it through a lot of your story now. We've gotten into the place where you are not afraid to speak your truth, not afraid to own who you are. So I would love for you to share anything else you want to, just in terms of your professional identity, how you've continued to move into who you are, as well as anything else that comes through right now of just, yeah, wisdom that you have, you know?
Yeah.
Excuse me, I want to say it this way, wisdom that you walk with. I don't believe that we are our wisdom or that we're necessarily wise. It is that we learn how to get out of the way more often and allow wisdom to come through us.
It's a beautiful way to say it.
Yeah.
Well, my book is called Original Wisdom.
Oh, of course.
Harness the Power of the Authentic You. And it's a teaching memoir. It takes you through my entire journey, my whole story, and really the peeling away of all of the layers and sort of the, I don't know, reconstruction isn't the right word, right? Because it's more of a reclamation.
Yeah.
It's more of letting go. What was that quote about Michelangelo just chipped away at everything that wasn't the David?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, that is the process of transformation. Mm. And that is really what happened with me and what continues to happen with me. And it's funny, I saw a post yesterday that Jeff Foster did, and it was like, I don't have an ego anymore. My ego is totally gone. I have no ability to be triggered whatsoever. I'm a Zen master walking around on the planet Earth. And it was like going on and on. And then at the very bottom, it was like, if any spiritual teacher ever says this to you, run like hell. And so I was like, run, because I think the beauty of it, Jesse, we fall into misunderstandings that there is some sort of destination to arrive to when we get on a path like this. And the truth is, there isn't. You know, our healing doesn't happen in a linear way. It happens in a spiral, right? And just like the expansion of the universe, and the universe isn't going to go backwards. Evolution isn't going to go backwards. It's going to continue forwards. And so we keep taking laps around that spiral, and we go up a little and we go out a little. And each time we get a different perspective, and something new gets to be revealed, and something new gets to be birthed. And so I think what happens on a path like this is we just keep getting yummier, and we just keep getting more fully self-expressed instead of steeping ourselves in the self-doubt or the imposter syndrome. And, you know, especially with age, we do get to a point where it's like, I only got so much time left here. I might as well get on with it and not waste, you know, the precious moments that we have here to do what we came here to do. You mentioned the Gene Keys earlier. So the Gene Keys is not something that I came up with. This is a living body of wisdom that was created by a gentleman by the name of Richard Rudd. You'll have to try to get him on your show. Okay. But I use this incredible system because it's a window into the soul, and it's a window into what did we take embodiment for? What are we here to grow through? Mm-hmm. What are the core themes that we are here to work with? And it is a remarkably accurate, in a scary way, mirror of the journey that we are each on. And it's really phenomenal. So I use the Gene Keys in the work that I do, the one-on-one work that I do, which is the foundation of spiritual psychology, but I use this lens of the Gene Keys to really help my clients understand, why did you take embodiment? Mm-hmm. What are mm-hmm. you here to do or be or have or give or create yeah. or birth? Yeah. Right? Because we are all creators. And if we're not creating, then part of us is dying. And that's what was happening to me at mm-hmm. age 45. Mm-hmm. I was on the conveyor belt. I was doing the rerun. I was yeah. on autopilot. And when we put ourselves on autopilot, we're wasting our life force. Yeah. We're wasting our life.
Even if it looks good on Facebook, even if it looks good on social media, like
even if it looks good on the resume, right. even if it looks good in the bank account.
Yeah, yeah. Well said. Wow. No, I wanted. Yeah, let's take a breath with me here, Donna. That you brought so much wisdom there. I asked for a tiny bit. You gave me a bunch. I love it. I want to say a couple insights quickly back to you. I love what you said of healing happening in a spiral. If you're familiar with circle of samsara, is a Sanskrit term. It's a circle of suffering. So I was thinking of that, wow, powerful, right? It's either we're spiraling down into suffering, more of like a vortex, or we're spiraling upwards into healing. Mm. And another great principle of that has to do with the humanness and the connection is that when we can surround ourselves with other people that are healing and that support each other and lift each other up, it goes even faster and better. And I love that you used a very non-clinical word, yummier. And it's true. It's like, I often like, what feels innately pure and good and yummy in the body.
Yeah.
And oftentimes I've worked a lot with people in addictions and like, well, it feels really good when I do that line of blow. I'm like, yeah, does it really though? Like, let's slow that down. It feels good in that moment when you're about to do it, but it does not feel good the next 5 minutes or day or reflections and all that. That's the difference, right? That we're talking about with which way that spiral moves.
Yeah.
So I love that you bring that forward, the circle of the spiral of healing upwards. I also love when you said that, you know, wow, that's where I was. You know, you humbly admitted like that's where I was even at 45, much less even younger. But that process of chiseling away anything that's not David or Davida is to say, you
or
know,
Donna.
Or Donna. Well played, well played. Touché. but yeah, chiseling away what is not Donna. That's such a nice way to look at it and frame. I hope that's helpful for other viewers of, it's not about being perfect. It's not having to like figure all this out. It's just simply recognizing, do I really want to feel like a mouse, a muzzled mouse? No, that must not be me. And start chiseling and doing the work, right? Wow, amazing. So gene keys, yeah, is a lot of something I often talk about. Source codes has to do with epigenetics and all of the same theory, but I love it. It's basically you're saying that beyond spiritual psychology, you use gene keys to help orient people to the question of embodiment.
Yeah.
Right? Why did you take a body? Why?
Yes.
You can think all you want, but it's the body that actually lets you become the vehicle to have choices that you can change whatever you want in your life.
Yes.
Right?
And it's in the body that we have the opportunity to engage with our emotions and our emotional body. And, you know, I think what happens with a lot of women, and I see this in a lot of my clients, you know, they're like, I get it. But getting it up here is not getting it thoroughly and embodied in a way where something actually shifts and moves in the body. Energetically, emotionally, mentally, and then physically, right? And since I've come to Costa Rica, which really has been a big part of my deep understanding of my embodiment and just being immersed in this level of nature and being in harmony with the Schumann resonance and like all that the jungle offers has been instrumental and necessary on my path, you know, getting me out of the cement of LA and coming here. It's been more of an understanding and an honoring, Jesse, an honoring of this vessel, right? And we can't be here without it. We can't be here without our ego. We are going to continue to be in the earth school for as long as we're in these bodies until we take our last breath. So we might as well make peace.
And why not learn how to do it wisely? Do it gracefully, right? Instead of fighting it. And that's, I love everything you said there, Donna. I relate to that so much too, having now, we both have made the big leap of faith to call Costa Rica our home now, and a lot of similar reasons, but I admit it fully as well, even though I already, in my LA life, I was teaching yoga, I was doing all those things, and yet it's a whole different level down here because of nature, because of the culture that is still connected to nature, and because we don't have Amazon delivery, and we don't have all these other like conveniences, right? So I love that, and obviously for our viewers, not everyone can move to Costa Rica, and yet everyone can at some level go for a barefoot walk outside when it's nice out. You know, there's ways we can always still find our way back home. So, wow, Donna, you've brought so much depth and wisdom to this show. Please, yeah, tell me.
Well, I want to say one more thing in here about Costa Rica. I didn't choose Costa Rica, and I was strategically placed here by the divine. Now, as these opportunities unfolded before me, I could have said no. You know, I could have said, I'm not looking at that. I don't want to do that. But I'm in this conversation with life, with the universe, with the divine. And life is always supporting us in every moment. Life is inviting us in every moment. So when the door opens in front of you, walk through it. What have you got to lose?
Explore, learn, be curious.
Yeah.
So how do people keep in touch with you? You've brought so much beauty and wisdom. How do we find you out there?
DonnaBond.com. Pretty simple. There's all kinds of information there.
Okay, and that will sort of be a hub to lead them to other resources that you have and the books and everything.
For people who are serious about a coaching conversation, I offer a complimentary chat. So you can get on my calendar and explore what that looks like. And I have tons of online classes. Beautiful. I offer an annual retreat in Costa Rica once a year. So it's all on DonnaBond.com.
And I have a feeling that that's just what you've been doing. There's a lot more coming through you. I can feel it already. And it's been absolutely a pleasure to have you on the show today. Thank you so much for bringing your light and your wisdom. And I look forward to continuing to grow however we grow as neighbors down here and healers. So
thank you, Jesse.
Thank you, Donna. Such an honor. And thank you to all our viewers for staying tuned, putting your heart in your listening. Please stay tuned to more Now Media TV and Lead with Heart shows coming out with more vulnerabilities and beautiful heart-centered stories. Thank you so much. May we live the pure life, pura vida, and ciao for now.